Radio.
Stay tuned for the Lostest Radio Show, coming up next.
There are no attaching wires, so you're free to move around.
That's right. Now, everybody else, just listen to me. I am the only person here that they want that they have anything on. So just everybody relax and be cool. Pick up all the stuff on the floor, any roaches or grass, and flush it down the toilet. Dana, come here. Go make some coffee. Come on. Now, everybody else, stay here and just be very natural. Pick up the rag there and wipe up all the blood. Get it all up. All right, now let them just walk in on a perfectly square coffee clutch. It's nothing more than that. Just stay relaxed and keep cool.
Yeah, the out of sight sounds now of It's a Beautiful Day coming to you across your shortwave experience, right? This is Jimmy Knight sitting here with you at the top of the hour, just trying to grapple with what the sounds that are happening here. Doc, are you digging that action? What's your problem?
Yeah, it's a beautiful, well,
Well, there's a group.
Where do I start?
The group is called It's a Beautiful Day. And why, Doc, would we expect you to know about this group? Which I don't know if you know about this group.
It's a Beautiful Day?
Yeah.
No, the group. I don't. Does it have anything to do with the Yellow Balloon?
Listen, oh, man. You're really bringing me down. Look, all I know is...
I don't know, you think balloons
listen to me.
Daytime?
All right, back up. First of all, that was not a Gary Zachley production. I think you could tell.
All right.
Second of all...
No, he had a psychedelic stage, didn't he?
Yeah, but... listen, they didn't have the right kind of acid, if you know what I mean.
I see.
Did they have the blue sunshine?
Listen, Joe Stacks, mouthing off there on the phone line out of...
Was it barrel-shaped?
Spurg, PA. Yes. Well, no, it was. That probably was not barrel-shaped. Listen, Doc.
Right, yeah, go ahead. Right.
We're at the flea market a couple years back.
Who, me and you?
No, just me.
All right.
And I run into this LP by It's a Beautiful Day, and I never heard of this group, and I'm thinking, what is this? Maybe I should check this out. I look on the back, and there's a credit for Jerry Garcia.
Oh, really?
Playing a steel string slide guitar on a couple of the tracks on this album. I'm like, man, what the heck, you know? Come to find out, if you're going to go down this road, just get their first album, right? Their first album, self-titled, 1969 on the Columbia label. We just heard a thing called the Wasted Union Blues. And that's it. We could just, it's only like 6-7 minutes into the show. We could just stop the show right now. How are you going to top something like that? Come on.
Oh, I know, yeah.
You digging it?
I was digging it.
All right,
it's
Joe.
A beautiful day at night.
Joe, what do you want to say about those guys? Or?
Well, they're part of that second wave of the San Fran hippie scene coming along just a couple of years after everybody else. Actually, that debut album came out in 1969. That's a great album. That's the first. That's really the only one I've got. I picked it up at a flea market, and
that seems to be the.
I mean, Whitebird just kills. they're part of that whole San Francisco. So, you know, you get tight with Jerry and some of the guys, and maybe he'll stop by and guest on your album. But what a dynamite album!
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so while we're getting over that, folks, you could, here we are really doing it. We got to say, first and foremost, we're doing this for Rockin' Radio and Randy Tivins and all of our DJ friends over there at rockinradio.com who, plucked us out of obscurity and said, man, you just got to keep doing it. So you can blame them if you like it or if you don't like it. These kind of guys that we're up against, Doc, who know, really, let's face it, they know their stuff. And everyone probably has been doing all kind of retrospectives now on some of the artists who we have lost just in the past month, right? Doc, you know who I'm talking about.
It's always three. Since the beginning of the show, it's always been three.
Go ahead,
it's
Jeff.
Always been three. It comes in threes.
Yeah.
And I remember way back 10 years ago, whenever you started Lost Disc Radio, there'd always be one would die and you'd go, well, who are the next two going to be?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't there something with Lightning Hopkins?
Well, who are the three? No, he's long gone. Who are the three then, Jesse? You're mouthing off over there. Do you know who the three are that we're talking about? Well, I'm only talking about two.
Well, Etta James.
Yeah.
Otis.
Johnny Otis, right?
And the guy from Soul Train.
And right, Don Cornelius.
Hey, think about that. Think about how weird that is. All three of them have two first names.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Etta James.
Yep. James.
Yeah, all right.
Johnny Otis,
definitely.
Yep.
Don Cornelius.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, see, this is a thing with Doc. Speaking of things like ever since we started the show, Doc has always had this fixation on artists who have two first names, like Jack Scott.
Right.
John Fred.
Right.
Newton Minow.
Yep.
Yeah, no. All right, so anyways, yes, we got to talk about Etta James, but we don't know anything about these people. I mean, you know, what can you say about Etta James? Joe?
Etta James played with the Dead one time.
Come on, sure? Where was that?
I don't know, but I just heard it last week. I heard the show. It was awesome.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, come on, man. She was hooked up on the smack. Let's face facts. Right, Joe?
It's a true fact. You know, you don't do showbiz without doing some drugs.
Yeah. Well, so, all right, so let's just get into it. This is a 45 we have on the old Modern Records label, folks. Right? We're just playing some of our favorite Etta James action tonight. Exclusive. little fool. Make a fool of me. And so you see what fools the mortals be. Take my heart from me. So you see what fools we mortals be.
To me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for.
I took a black cat, a cave bat, and threw them in a pot, 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 pot. I took a blue snake, a green snake, and tied them in a knot, 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 knot. I took a hawk jaw, a dog's paw, and hung them on the line, 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 line. I took a horse hair, a green pear, and made a crazy sign, 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 sign. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue. I took a goat's tooth, an old shoe, and put them in the ground, 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 ground. I took an old dish, a dry fish, and made a crazy sound, 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 sound. I took a goose egg, a frog leg, and hid them in a sack, 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 sack. I got a Hindu to tattoo, a genie on my back, 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 back. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue, yeah. Black cat, a cave bat, and threw them in a pot, 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 pot. I took
took a blue snake, a green snake, and tied them in a knot, 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 knot. I took a hawk jaw, a dog's paw, and hung them on the line, 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 line. I took a horse hair, a green pear, and made a crazy sign, 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 sign. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue. 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 You'll never, never be untrue.
I hope that man's death is not an omen of things to come.
And the beat goes on.
So right there it is, man. Now listen, now dig the out of sight sounds of Sugar Pie DeSanto and Etta James duet, right on the old Chess Records label, 1966. Right? You did. Come on, Down in the Basement Part One. Crikey!
Wow.
We can't even play Part Two on the air, right? That's just how that goes.
Part Two is when people start throwing up and crawling under the pool table.
Well. That's when they start feeling the aftershocks. The veins are popping out of their head from the retching.
Right.
And the, you know, the tummy crunches that they're doing.
Right.
So to speak. Well, anyways, yes, that's a reference to some good times that Doc and I once had.
Down in the basement.
Down in the basement, literally. all right. Well, we're moving on from that. Yes, it was Etta James and Sugar Pie DeSanto. Sure enough. And before that, it was Johnny Otis. My God, folks. Can you imagine Etta James and Johnny Otis? And of course, Johnny Otis, who I was reading his bio there, calling him sort of the Renaissance man of rock and roll. Among other things, you know, band leader, songwriter, arranger, record mongol, and, you know, a talent scout. He discovered Etta James. He signed Etta James' group. To do their first record, you know, which was like a kind of a thing about, you know, the old Hank Ballard tune? You know that old Hank Ballard tune, Work With Me Annie, where he's like talking about having sex and stuff?
No.
But they can't really say they're having sex, but, you know, Work With Me Annie, they were, well, anyway. They had an answer song to that, Etta James, like Roll With Me Henry. And so, yeah, and so good old Johnny Otis, you know, like signed them up and got them a record deal on the Modern Records label. And then, of course, Etta, you know, split from the group, good old Etta Miss Peaches James, as we have her on the actual 40. Where'd you put the 45, Chesty? Right? Does it say Miss Peaches on there?
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah. You played the flip side of that once as one of your chick picks, I think.
Yeah,
Tough Lover.
Sure.
This was the flip side of Tough Lover, What Fools These Mortals Be, early 1956 action from Etta James. And that Johnny Otis was on the Capitol label, Casting My Spell, right, out of 1959. And he had some chick backing him up there, too, Marcy Lee. Just another one of his many, many people that he picked up and kind of worked into his show there, the old Johnny Otis show. What can I tell you? All right, so now this is all very exciting. People are coming in on the email. Let's double check it, because here we are live tonight on February 4th, 2012. It is going out over the shortwave on 5110 kHz, upper sideband. So if you're out there listening on the shortwaves on 5110 kHz, drop us the email, Doc. Give them that address.
That would be the, let's see, the email would be lostdiscsradio at yahoo.com.
That's right.
It's discs with a C.
Spell the word discs with the letter C in it, the way we, you know, we always used to do it. And here's Mr. Bill in Globe, Arizona. And he's got us on the internet stream live, I guess, right now, but he's going to go check his shortwave rig on 5110 and see what's up, if it's coming in. And good old, hey, now here's good old Filthy Phil, right, from the old Plastic Magic Radio Show, getting the good signal on 5110 KC on his Hallicrafters S107 in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Right, you dig that? And he's saying happy birthday to Chesty.
Yay!
And by the way, Filthy Phil shares a February birthday with Chesty. Chesty had her birthday yesterday on the 3rd. That's right. That's right. Chesty's birthday is the day the music died. Okay, she will never, ever live that down or forget it. We're going to be here every year to remind her of that. All right, so anyway, but Filthy Phil's birthday turns out to be on February 11th. And he says his wife's birthday is on February 7th. And his sidekick, Butch, by the way, who does the show with him, is on February 14th. And it is worth noting, by the by, folks, not for nothing, but our good old friend Cracker, right, of the old Jamba radio stream there, or whatever he calls it, good old Cracker's birthday is when? When's Cracker's birthday? Today. It's right now. It's happening on February 4th. So, Chesty, you are butt to back there with Cracker on the birthday felicitations.
The two of you could play with that ball you got for Christmas.
Yeah, get out the bump ball. Joe, cue up that combinations record from Easton, PA. We got that's up there somewhere, the bump ball. Anyway, speaking of this sort of thing, I guess.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Are you sure?
I'm positive, because it stood up like a man.
All right. Take it easy.
Yeah, it stood up like a man. Hey.
Hey.
My chick pick is from Booker T and the MGs.
Yeah.
I pulled this out because the other day coming home, I heard Green Onions, you know, it's what they always play. But I really grooved on it, so I thought, let's pull out some other Booker T and the MGs. And I'd like to play this in memory of Don Cornelius, the groovy, cool host with the voice that melted, and you know, we always had those glasses on. We all remember Soul Train. Soul Train.
Yeah.
And so Booker T and the MGs have a song called Soul Dressing on Stax Records, 1964. So here you go, Don. Sorry you came to such a horrible end.
Thank you. something about picking up your dad?
Just poor laddie. Old Cracker don't put us without taking it.
And this makes them feel quite comfortable, although when the alcohol wears off, they are much more uncomfortable.
About me, I don't even have a friend. My baby's gone and left me. When will my troubles end? Black night is falling. Gee, how I hate to be alone. I'll keep crying for my baby. I'll guess another day is gone. I have no one to talk to tell my troubles to. It don't seem like I'm living I lost you. Black night is falling. Gee, how I hate to be alone. I'll keep crying for my baby. I'll guess another day is gone. My father has them too. My brother's in Vietnam, and I don't know what to do. Black night is falling. Gee, I'll hate to be alone. I'll keep crying for my baby. I guess another day is gone.
Nipper is a dog. Nipper is a little white dog. Who is Nipper?
Max Roach. But you knew that. The unmistakable. The as mistakable jazz skin stylings of Max Roach right there coming to you tonight on Lost Discs Radio. And before that, yeah, you know, it was the Jimmy Cotton Blues Quartet, right? We got this thing on the Vanguard label, Chicago Blues Today, which must have been, I'm thinking this is a mid-60s album, you know, 65, 66. Sort of a compilation of some of the stuff that they had signed to their label. The album features like Otis Rush Blues Band, the Homesick James and his Blues Dusters. But Jimmy Cotton, you know, good old Otis Spann was on piano in that group, you know. Good old Otis Spann from Muddy Waters and all those sessions that they did, man, back in the day. So that the Blues Keep Falling right there from Jimmy Cotton Blues Quartet. And that set, of course, was kicked off with Chesty's Chick Pick, which was Booker T and the MGs on the old Stax label with Soul Dressing. You know, a little number that actually peaked at number 95 on the Billboard charts back in 64. Okay, so you see, you're all sort of caught up now. And that's the way we like to do it. Folks have been getting in on that email, and they've been sending it to lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Mike in downtown Keswick, Ontario. He's got a great signal there on 5110 kilohertz with an S9, 30 decibel over, right? You dig that? Listening on the internet, though, as well, with some new speakers to add a little bass to the sound. Well, you know how that monophonic fidelity of upper sideband shortwave can be. So the guy's got to do what he's got to do. And Mr. Bill comes back in on here saying happy birthday to Chesty yesterday once again. And, you know, 28 candles on that cake. Congratulations, Chesty. Yeah. And
doesn't look a day over 20.
You know, he also has a good signal on 5110 kilocycles in eastern Arizona with an S8. Strong signal, just a little fading there, right? A little bit of it. No real interference on his Eaton. With a 45-foot wire antenna.
That's a long one.
Oriented north-south on the old coppery dirt out there in Globe, Arizona. What did you say? What did she just say?
I said that's a long one, 40-foot wire.
Yeah. Chesty's always making note of the size of Mr. Bill's Globe, Arizona antennas. You see, speaking of globes there, Chesty, now look, should we just move on? Because now suddenly we're going to segue sort of out of this bluesy thing and get into, well, a little bit of psychedelia. I hope folks, like Doc was advising earlier, if you had any barrel-shaped tabs, you should have dropped them at top of the hour. Because by now, if it's starting to kick in, it'll be setting you up well for Earth Opera. Now, we've talked about this before, but I just recently came into their first album on the old Elektra Records label, right? This is a nice mint clean copy that we got of their 1968 debut. Now, Joe, I'm going to let you take it from here, fill us in once again, and refresh our memory on Earth Opera.
Wow, you know, Earth Opera is kind of unfairly lumped in with the Boston hype because the lead duo of Peter Rowan and Dave Crisp founded this group in Boston. These guys, it's a weird thing that could probably have only happened in the late 60s. You know, here are two country folk jug band bluegrass guys who start a psychedelic group, get signed to Elektra. I mean, you got Peter Rowan, who had been playing in with Bill Monroe. You had Dave Grisman, who's an incredible mandolin player. Had played with Jerry Garcia, you know, like a pre-dead jug band group, and here they are forming a group called Earth Opera. You know, they're doing tracks like "The Red Sox Are Winning," and just what do you make of it? I mean, really.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
And then when it's over, you know, Grisman's in the orbit of the Dead for a little bit, appearing on like Working Man's Dead before getting into like Olden in the Way, and Peter Rowan goes off to C-Train. And and on.
Oh, yeah. So it's interesting stuff. I mean, their second album was like a little bit like, yeah, I don't know if they're, you know, they're cutting their chops doing what they could do at the time. But the first album, it's pretty, I like it. I like it a lot better than that second album. I kind of heard them out of order there.
you know, it's like that's, you just go, well, was the second album really required? You know, it's still got its moments. I mean, they've got people like on the second album, they got John Cale checking in, Will on viola on a couple of tracks, and like some guy from the Queskin Jug Band.
Yeah, but by all rights, that second album really should have been pretty killer. But it, well, here we go off the second side of the first album, man, tonight, Earth Opera. A co-penned tune by Peter Rowan and Dave Grisman, as a matter of fact, right? Exclusively tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Dig it.
Every day is the same. But I don't feel anything. My face, it is lame. It is playing the game. But my mind is aflame. And I don't feel anything. What is it to belong? What is right or wrong? Have I been here too long? Still I don't feel anything. But soon I'll be gone. Which one of these I see is really you? It is not clear, my eyes are dim. Could it be me? Which one of these see is really you. It is not clear, my eyes are dim. Could it be me?
Lost its radio, 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 lost its radio.
How about the bat you're using?
I've never had this much fun.
Shut up!
That's a raven.
Anything, are you, Doctor?
Hey! It's Dr. Doc Brown!
He whopped me on the back and he says, buddy, have a drink.
Have you ever heard of Breezy who came from crosses green? He was the picture of a man his like was never seen, until he joined the football club above an evergreen, for to play again the Kerry men below an agadrine. He stood there like an idiot in the centre of the pitch. The Kerry centre-forward came and kicked him in the ditch. His overcoat on top of him, he lay there in his gore. and thousands of spectators were screaming out for more. He's football crazy, completely off his head. His right shin bone is fractured and he's looking very bad. His jaws are dropping in, but not a tooth left in his gob, since Breezy took a notion for to join the football club. 27 casualties at 25 past three. The Corkmen, being gentlemen, broke off to have their tea. They carried poor old Breezy in a long white linen sack, and their manicured his fingernails before they brought him back. Breezy went demented and charged across the field. He slaughtered every Kerry man who threatened not to yield. He scored a dozen goals away before you'd blink an eye. McVaney from the Colquay held his heart for fear he dies. Football crazy, completely off his head. His right shin bone is fractured and he's looking very bad. His jaws are dropping in, but not a tooth left in his gob, since Breezy took a notion for to join a football club. The crowd, they couldn't stand it, they all began to boo. The like of it was never heard outside of Killaloe. Spectators in their thousands came tearing down the pitch, and once again poor Breezy was flung headlong in the ditch. So all you handsome Corkmen, a warning take from me: never join a football club, you're better off at sea. They're the curse of every nation, as Breezy, and you'll see he's cursing every football club from Cork to Ballybree. He's football crazy, completely off his head. His right shin bone is fractured and he's looking very bad. His jaws are dropping in, but not a tooth left in his gob, since Breezy took a notion for to join the football club.
There you go. There's your song for the big weekend there, folks. You're following the game. I don't know. Patrick Galvin with Football Crazy. No, we don't know anything about this. This is on the Riverside Records label. Chesty came in the studio back over the holidays here about a month or two ago with this Riverside Folk Song Sampler album. You know, it's got all like Oscar Brand and Gene Ritchie and all that on there. And anyway, Football Crazy, you know, she said, hey, you know, why don't you spin that Football Crazy? Hell, that could have just been a Chesty's Chick Pick right there, face it. You know, de facto. They mean what? What? You got a microphone there.
They mean soccer, though, in that game. But you could reply to American football, I guess.
Yeah, well, which is what we're doing right there, you know. And I don't know. Before that, it was the New York Rock and Roll Ensemble. Okay, off the Acto label, 1968, and this was the mono, DJ mono mix pressing of that album, and it's a big letdown. Don't waste your time with the New York Rock and Roll Ensemble, that's in my humble opinion. Except that one first cut off the album there was, it's okay, Sounds of Time, The Sounds of Time, it was called. I don't know, a little heavy on the oboe. I mean, you know, you don't just mix classical music and rock music just because you have an oboe player in the band, guys. I'm sorry. Anyway, Earth Opera kicked off that set, and Joe, real quick, we're going to go into a Circus Maximus thing. Are you ready?
Circus Maximus.
God.
Go.
Sure.
What do you want to say? Come on, something about...
Okay.
What's his name in there?
A group from beautiful Austin, Texas. They recorded two albums for Vanguard, and probably best known for being the starting place of Mr. Jerry Jeff Walker.
Yes.
The writer of Mr. Bojangles.
There you go. That's how these things go. Let's just get right into it then on the show, man.
What of your blue place? There is no new place. Though there's no place that you can find to unwind your mind. There comes another time. There comes another time. That's all right, you know. It's all about it. Up a candle. I was feeling lower every breath I take. There was no one around, I couldn't find a break. Then you turned around, child, your bright smile on your face. Well, you broke me up, baby, all over the place. That's right. That's all right,
Then you turned around, you saw a quiet frown. Me sensing your sadness, you brought me down. Send my emotions up again, baby, with just your smile. Don't take for right, can't say, honey, it's not my style. Oh, no. That's a friend of mine. It's all about around and sadly find there's no place to go to unwind your mind. So that's where you're gonna escape to, your blue place. Well, I've been there before, there's no new place. That's right. That's a rest, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Jerry Jeff Walker right there in one of his earlier incarnations. First album for Circus Maximus on the old Vanguard label, folks. Spinning it right off the vinyl for you. What can I tell you? Yeah, you know, Brad and Gene have come in on the email, digging at blues action there and sending out 73s to Dr. Doc Brown. And good old Larry and Jane down in the secret studio, Mount Airy, Maryland, getting a nice signal on 5110 there this evening. Digging the Johnny Otis. And really, really digging a most excellent chick pick of Booker T and the MGs there tonight. That's right, Chastity. Oh, absolutely. And, well, what can I tell you, folks? That's the kind of thing that's been happening, folks. They do it. They go on to the computer on the email. It's lostdisksradio@yahoo.com. And you spell the word discs with a C. And, of course, for rockinradio.com. Folks, you should be over there checking out the other programs like the Boss Man's RLT Archives Music Magazine, right? And, of course, the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips. Always some fantastic action that those guys do to take care of you. And I do not have clear information on who's actually sitting in on the second slot there in between those two aforementioned programs on Rockin' Radio this month of February 2012. But, hey, folks, you know, you just get over there and you do it. You dial up live365.com, you punch up Rockin' Radio, or and you go straight over to rockinradio.com and you do it.
You never know. When you do that, you may end up right at the Lost Disks Radio Show, like I did the other day. It was great.
You did it on the app, right?
I did it on the through my iPhone, plugged it in, and I was like, wow, cool, somebody's playing Thunderclap Newman. Wait a minute, that's the Lost Disks Radio Show.
Yeah, it's our show from last month.
It's awesome.
Listen to it on your iPhones, folks, if you download the app or something.
Yeah, you just download the app and listen to
Rockin' Radio.
Rockin' Radio. It's right there, man. Yeah, you can go right to Rockin' Radio and listen. It's through Live 365.
Awesome. All right, well, that's how these things go, and thanks to Joe, who is on the line.
Yeah. Have a happy February, everybody.
Yeah, well, We'll do what we can with these next 6 weeks of winter, folks. What can I tell you? And we'll see you next month here on Area 51 and the Lost Disks Radio. And good night, Stogie and Weasley Steve.
Hey, at Geezer Mountain, if you're out there.
In Geezer Mountain, wherever you are.